In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It is now time for our noontime news here on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Amazon's Alexa. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX Crookston. Good afternoon, I'm Leo Blavin. Hiring jumped in April as U.S. employers added 236,000 jobs. A strong gain that suggests employers have shrugged off any concerns the economy may slow this year. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell to a new five-decade low of 3.6%, though that drop partly reflected an increase in the number of Americans who stopped looking for work. Attorney General William Barr's insistence President Donald Trump's actions weren't criminal has prompted his critics to say he has established himself as the president's protector. Barr appeared before a congressional committee this week and spun politically damning episodes in special counsel Robert Mueller's report in Trump's favor and said Trump has been falsely accused. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday accused Barr of lying, a claim the Department of Justice calls reckless. Preventing 2020 campaign cyber attacks won't be easy or cheap. Whether presidential campaigns have learned from the 2016 cyber attacks is a critical question ahead as the next presidential election approaches. Robbie Mook ran Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and says current campaigns are facing skilled cyber adversaries but have virtually no experience and don't have resources like the Pentagon or the National Security Agency do. President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen is due to start a three-year prison sentence Monday for paying hush money to women who alleged affairs with Trump, lying to Congress, and other crimes. Alums of the facility located 70 miles northwest of New York City include accountant Kenneth Starr, who was accused of bilking celebrities like Uma Thurman with bad investments, and former Senate Chairman Walter Forbes and ex-Connecticut Governor John Rowland. In the fourth month of their standoff, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido are unable to deliver a knockout blow as the country spirals deeper into neglect, isolation, and desperation. Abrupt shifts or behind-the-scenes power plays can't be ruled out, but there is a sense that the two camps are entrenched too strong to be dislodged, too weak for clear-cut victory. We'll have more of the noontime news here in a moment.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, the sun yet to make an appearance here on this Friday, May 3rd. Good afternoon, I'm Leo Blavin. Overcast skies overhead right now in downtown Crookston, where it is 48 degrees. We have winds out of the south at 18, gusting up to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure, that's at 29.93 inches. Humidity is boosted up to 82%. And with those south winds at 18 gusting to 24 miles per hour, it does feel like 41 degrees with the wind chill. Forecast for the rest of today calls for partly sunny skies. There is still a 40% chance of rain showers with highs 60 to 65 degrees and southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies with lows 40 to 45 degrees and southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Looking ahead to the rest of the weekend, still a chance of some more showers, but we could see temperatures heat up into the mid-50s, but looking at some precipitation at the start of next week as well. We'll take a deeper look into our weather forecast for not just the rest of today, but the rest of the weekend and early next week, all coming up later on in our noontime news. But when we come back, we'll take a look at the state news. That's brought to you by Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state news, Minnesota House and Senate negotiators begin today what will likely be a long process of reaching a compromise on the state budget. MNN's Bill Werner reports the first meetings are on the Health and Human Services budget and tax bill and a jobs energy package.
The Jobs Energy Conference Committee has already hit a snag. Senate Republican negotiators don't plan on showing up today. Senator Eric Pratt wrote his Democratic counterpart that testifiers for the hearing were contacted before the Senate even chose its negotiators, which Pratt calls, quote, an unusually hyper-partisan process. The most contentious issue in these negotiations will likely be House Democrats' family and medical leave proposal. Bill Werner at the Capitol.
With or without Republicans, House Democrats say they'll meet today to discuss family medical leave, earned sick time, and preventing wage theft. State, local, and federal officials will begin preliminary damage assessment next week in 50 Minnesota counties and 4 tribal nations. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
The State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management will join FEMA in conducting the assessments following severe weather and flooding. The process will document eligible damages for Governor Tim Walz to request a major disaster declaration for public assistance. Walz recently met with President Trump, explained the need for disaster relief. The statewide damage from flooding and a late-season snow and ice storm exceeded $32 million, while the threshold for public assistance is $7.9 million. Tasha Radel reporting.
An FFA member from Northwest Minnesota who wants a career in farming is not deterred by the current ag economy. Daniel Jossend of the Ada Borup FFA chapter says he's always wanted to farm.
My proficiency is actually on my crop farming. I rent some land from my grandmother, and I bale straw, got a baler and a stack liner, and do a quarter of small square bales. And so it's a lot of work, but agriculture and farming is what I'm passionate about, and I hope to be with the rest of my life.
Jossend acknowledges these are tough economic times for farmers, but is hopeful commodity prices will turn around. A TV station reveals that Minnesota and local governments have been shelling out millions of taxpayer dollars to public employees to stay away from their jobs while they're being investigated for allegations of misconduct, wrongdoing, or crimes. KARE-TV obtained records that show the Twin Cities paid more than $3.7 million to workers over the past 3 years during internal investigations. The state is estimated to have paid out millions more. The investigations often went on for months. Minnesota regulators have admonished the state's largest natural gas utility for how it handled a recent rate hike refund. CenterPoint Energy customers were left with checks that bounced or late payment fees after the utility reversed rate refunds to customers because it miscalculated sales tax. Nearly 16,000 customers were hit with late fees due to delays in the corrected refund amounts. Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar has released a plan to spend $100 billion over a decade to improve mental health care and fight substance abuse. It's an issue the Minnesota senator has faced as the daughter of an alcoholic who struggled with addiction for years before getting sober. The plan, unveiled Friday, includes funding for early intervention of mental health disorders and drug use, a national suicide prevention campaign, and better access to opioid addiction treatment. Authorities say one child is dead and another is hospitalized in critical condition after falling from an upper floor of a South Minneapolis apartment building. Minneapolis police received a call about 2:20 p.m. Thursday reporting the incident at a building along the Midtown Greenway. Police spokesman John Elder says workers in the area saw the children fall, called 911, and provided immediate aid. Elder says it appears the children were under the age of four. And from Grafton, North Dakota, a Walsh County man charged with fatally shooting his adult daughter says it was an accident and he didn't mean to shoot her. 65-year-old Stephen Ahn made an appearance in court Thursday on murder charges in the death of 36-year-old Stephanie Ahn Wednesday. Court documents say Stephanie Ahn and her sister had been living with their father in Adams and that he had started to resent them leeching off him. That is a look at our state and regional news. We'll take a break and shift our focus to the sports. That's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports news from Thursday, the Crookston Pirates softball team only mustered one hit in a 14-0 loss to the Thief River Falls Prowlers in a Section 8 2A matchup at the Darnay Loft Memorial Field in Crookston, as you heard here on KROX. Crookston's lone hit was recorded by Kenzie Epema. Crookston drops to 0-6 on the year, and they will take on Norman County East Euland Hitterdahl in Twin Valley today. Thief River Falls improves to 7-2 on the season. The Crookston Pirate boys tennis team only won two matches and finished fourth place in the Northwest Quad, played on courts in East Grand Forks and Grand Forks. Thief River Falls won the quad, edging Bemidji by 1 point. Crookston's number one doubles team of Nick and Jack Garman and their second doubles team of Blake Fee and Robert Janorski picked up one win apiece. Crookston will travel to Pine City for a duel on Friday, and then they will play in the Pine City tournament on Saturday with four ranked teams competing. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, coaches, comments, and more, go to KROXAM.com and click on sports. Also, as you heard yesterday, Jose Barrios won his fourth straight start. Jason Castro homered off former battery mate Brad Peacock and drove in four runs, and the AL-leading Minnesota Twins beat the Houston Astros 8-2. Backed by a six-run fourth from the Twins against Peacock, Barrios finished seven smooth innings with seven hits and two runs allowed to push the Twins to their first season series victory over the Astros since 2013. The Twins have 52 home runs in 29 games. On the sports schedule for today, we've got the Jim Karn Classic at Jim Karn Field in Crookston. This afternoon, we'll start with Red Lake County taking on Thompson. The Riverview Elf pregame show begins at 4 o'clock with a 4:30 first pitch right here on KROX. After that, we'll have Crookston Pirate Baseball. They also take on Thompson beginning at 6:30. Junior High Baseball, Crookston will be at Thief River Falls to take on the Prowlers for a doubleheader starting at 4:30. Major League Baseball, the Yankees host the Twins, starting a three-game series beginning at 6:05. UMC Baseball wraps up their regular season at home this weekend, hosting Minot State, with a doubleheader starting this afternoon at 1. Crookston Girls Softball will be at Norman County ECU and Hitterdahl beginning at 5. Crookston Boys Tennis, they're at Pine City for a duel today starting at 3:30. Crookston Girls Golf, they're at the Thief River Falls Invitational beginning at 9:30 a.m. Crookston Boys Golf at the Fergus Falls Invitational at Pebble Lake Golf Course for day one of that two-day tournament starting at 4. Saturday here on KROX, we have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty beginning at 9 a.m. High school baseball, the Jim Carn Classic has four games on Saturday. We'll have Red Lake County against Barnesville beginning at 10 a.m. here on KROX following Coach's Corner. Barnesville will then take on Hillsboro Central Valley at noon before Crookston takes on Hillsboro Central Valley at 2. And then to wrap up the tournament, as you can hear right here on KROX, Crookston takes on Thief River Falls. We'll have that starting at 4 o'clock right here on KROX. Also tomorrow here on KROX, Minnesota Twins baseball. Game 2 of a three-game series against the Yankees begins at 12:05. UMC baseball, they'll wrap up their regular season tomorrow against Minot State at noon. Crookston girls softball, they're at the Park Rapids Invitational, 11 a.m. against Roseau, followed by a 1 p.m. first pitch as they take on host Park Rapids. Crookston boys tennis, they'll be at the Pine City Tournament starting at 9 a.m. And Crookston boys golf will wrap up the Fergus Falls Invitational at Pebble Lake Course for day two of that tournament starting at 9 a.m. And Sunday, we'll have more Twins baseball for you here on KOX as the Twins wrap up a three-game series against the Yankees. 11 a.m., the pregame show with a 12:05 first pitch right here on KROX. So it'll be a busy sports weekend. Of course, it's the first Saturday in May tomorrow, so it'll be the Kentucky Derby as well. But if baseball is your thing, we'll have it for you here on KROX in bunches. Two games today, three games tomorrow, including the Pirates, Red Lake County, as well as the Twins. And then Sunday, more Twins baseball, so keep it tuned in here to KROX throughout the rest of the weekend for plenty more baseball games. We'll have six baseball games over the next three games right here on KROX. That is a look at the local sports. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll shift to our local news and the weather. That's coming up after these words from Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance.
Shop the many fantastic weekly specials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 9 ounce assorted Dutch Crunch potato chips, 2 for $5. 8 roll packages of Giant Roll Bounty paper towels, $9.49. Stay hydrated with a 24 to 32 ounce assorted Gatorade or Propel. They're on sale, 5 for $5. And save 50% on the full line of Nature's Truth vitamins this week. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Now taking a look at our local news, the City of Crookston held a Code of Conduct and Ethics Committee meeting Thursday night at City Hall. The committee is working on developing the said codes for elected officials, city employees, boards, and commissions. The meeting was attended by Mayor Guy Martin, council members Don Cavalier, Cindy Gerswold, Dale Stainbrook, and Steve Erickson, along with City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner. The committee has been chaired by Cavalier, who has been doing research into the codes for other cities. Stainbrook asked Cavalier if cities like Thief River Falls and East Grand Forks asked their boards and commissions to sign their codes. Stainbrook said he was asking from the concern that it could deter people from serving. Cavalier, who used codes from those cities as templates, said he hadn't asked if all of the volunteer positions serving on boards and commissions were required to sign in those cities, but he would look into it. Cavalier also said he thought the City of Crookston would want board and commission members wanting to sign the document to be serving in those roles.
We're trying to eliminate conflicts and provide standards for ethics and conduct in city matters and the city council. We hope to promote the faith and confidence of the city of Crookston in their government to encourage citizens to serve on the council, boards, and commissions in the future. My thinking would it would make them more confident in that we have a group of people that want to serve their community, be on a board, but take some action and do something.
Cavalier said that while some may feel the document is a little long, that a complete document is needed, not a watered-down version.
Well, we first started on it, and we had a page and a half previously to the code of, it was a code of ethics, and we didn't have the code of conduct included, so I felt that maybe we need to do a code of ethics and a code of conduct and keep them intertwined throughout the document. And so we're on the move to try to get this thing in place sometime in the future. But there's been good discussions. We've had three or four meetings, and it's coming together. Some people think it's a little long, but you know, if you're going to have a completed document and not just a watered-down document, you need to have it complete.
One of the topics areas in the Code of Ethics is a conflict of interest. Members shall not use their official positions to influence government decisions in which they have a financial interest or where they have an organizational responsibility or personal relationship which may give the appearance of a conflict of interest, which Cavalier affirmed his belief council members would need to refrain for voting or partaking in resolutions related to their person, property, or business.
They're not supposed to, according to the new ruling that we have. But maybe it's not new. It's been in the League of Cities for many years. And if you have they shouldn't be voting on a motion or a whatever if it's going to benefit them monetarily or whatever. Persons shouldn't have the idea going in that they're going to make money or benefit from what they vote on. Probably someplace it says they could probably make some money on it, but not more than they have have invested in the project.
When asked about council members having to abstain from votes based on the conflict of interest, Martin said he would need to revisit that part of the document.
This document isn't a finished document yet. Yeah, it's a good point you brought up that I think it should be revisited and looked at. I'll underline that and pay more attention to this.
Asked if he could think of any instances in which, based on the definition of conflict of interest in the draft, a council member or members should have abstained.
I guess not in the short time I've been mayor, but it certainly could come up to be a conflict in certain instances.
Martin said a couple of times throughout the meeting that he thought it was a good idea for the city of Crookston to have a code of conduct and ethics in place, but that he has had a hard time seeing a situation where it would come into place. Asked if he'd witnessed a situation since he was mayor, the code of conduct and ethics would come into play. Martin asked for a specific example, asked about what transpired at Tuesday night's Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority meeting, Martin said.
It possibly could be, I guess I wouldn't want to comment further on it, but there's a possibility.
DeRue's Pizza in Crookston opened about a year ago and recently picked up new management hoping to boost the budding business. Julie and Larry Love became the general managers in recent weeks. Rumors were circling that the couple was buying the business, and while Julie says that is a possibility down the road, they are currently focused on being general managers for the restaurant.
Larry and I are just going to be the general managers for now. We potentially maybe buy it in the future, but for right now, we're just going to be the general managers.
DeRue's was the recipient of the first Building Better Business grant from Cheetah at their April meeting. The grant was issued to the current owners of the building, Amanda and Jamie Grover. B3 grants need to be paid back at 50% if a business ceases to operate within 2 years. KROX asked Cheetah Executive Director Craig Hoyseth what would happen if a business was sold during that time. Hoyseth said that discussion will need to go before the Cheetah Board, as they hadn't previously discussed such a circumstance.
That was our first B3 grant that we put out this past week. We did confirm with the existing owners that they were planning to retain ownership and that the new potential owners are just there managing at this point, and there was nothing imminent to that transaction happening. So I think the conditions of the loan are essentially that the business needs to stay in business for a couple of years. Otherwise, they need to pay back 50% of that B3 grant. If it changed ownership, I think that would be something the board would have to discuss, because we hadn't really exactly identified if there was an equity change, how that would trigger that. But there's a potential, I think, that there'd probably be a request for half of that grant to come back, unless, of course, the new owners had a similar strategy in place for operating and owning that business.
The Loves are planning to rearrange the dining room, offering buffets and cater to sports teams after their games.
We had the carpet cleaners in yesterday, and we moved some booths around. We have a gentleman coming in who's going to decor our walls for us. We are working on expanding on the buffet, and we're going to move that around as well when we get the new equipment in. We are going to move the buffet to a different location. We are wanting to do an evening buffet as well. Saturdays we'll do a supper buffet only, and then I think on Sundays we will do an after church, like 11 to 1:30 on Sundays.
DeRue's has already begun serving their lunch buffet, although that will expand once the new buffet equipment arrives. Patrick Amiot, licensed alcohol and drug counselor at Riverview Recovery Center, was named Riverview's 2018 Rookie of the Year at a celebration in his honor April 11th. Amiot thanked the amazing team at Riverview Recovery and Riverview Health and said he accepts the award on behalf of all the people he works to help. Amiot has a good understanding of this struggle his patients go through. He is a recovering alcoholic, drug addict, and compulsive gambler. He is also an alum of Riverview Recovery Center. In 2015, Amiot went to inpatient treatment at Project Turnabout in Granite Falls, Minnesota. Following that, he went to Riverview Recovery in Thief River Falls as part of his aftercare. He now sits in the same chair his counselor sat in when he was a patient there in 2015. Amiot started at Riverview Recovery as a LADC intern in January 2018, was hired as an office assistant there a month later, and became a full-time LADC in Thief River Falls after he received his license in August of 2018. He has a Bachelor's of Business Administration degree in Management from UND and received his Chemical Dependency Specialist Certificate from Mesabi Range College. A Crookston native, Amiot's parents are Ron and Diane Amiot. He is married to Jennifer and has three sons, Easton, Levi, and Emmett, and the family resides in Warren. Of his rookie award, he shared, it is an amazing honor, and I am overwhelmed with gratitude. I wouldn't have been able to get this award without all the help and support that I get from the entire team at Riverview Recovery and Riverview Health. I have felt welcomed at Riverview from day one. Amiot is just the second recipient of this honor given through the Rewards and Recognition Quality Improvement Team. 50 employees hired between October 1, 2017 and September 30, 2018 were eligible for the award. Congratulations to Patrick Amiot. The Crookston Farmers Market Association held their annual meeting Saturday, April 6th at the Irishman Shanty. The election for new officers was held, and Gary Kircher of Garden Hill Farms was elected as the president, replacing Jim Borkowski, who completed his third term as president. Bob Prudhomme replaces Sue Bruggeman as vice president. Pam Olson and Rick Abrahamson were elected to serve on the board as well. The next meeting will be held Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Irishman Shanty. Anyone interested in joining the market is invited to attend. The Minnesota Public Facilities Authority approved $28.35 million in loan and grant funding for water infrastructure projects in Minnesota. Funding was approved by Crystal Bay Township, Fertile, Glencoe, Glenwood, and Rice County. The Minnesota Public Facilities Authority provides financing and technical assistance to help communities build and maintain public infrastructure that protects public health and the environment and promotes economic growth. Since its inception in 1987, the PFA has financed $4.5 billion in public infrastructure projects in communities throughout Minnesota. The Crookston Fire Department was called to the 300 block of Houston Avenue at 8:20 Thursday evening on a report of a sparking. It was thought to be a transformer, so the party also alerted Otter Tail Power Company. Investigation determined the source to be fireworks. Fire personnel also held their monthly training Thursday evening, concentrating on ladders, hose streams, and drafting water. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Felicia K. Durham, 23, for felony domestic assault, and Darlene Victoria Saxton, 33, of Grand Forks, for felony probation violation, released to another authority. On our obituary desk, Dolores M. Bjornstad, 89, of Ada, died Wednesday, May 1st, with her family by her side in Heartland at Valley 4000, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Dolores is survived by two sons, Carl of East Grand Forks and Paul of La Crosse, Wisconsin, two grandchildren, Richard Bjornstad and Christine Bjornstad, one great-grandson, Garrett Bjornstad, three sisters, Helen Wrongley of Moorhead, Carol Halverson of Ada, and Velma Dunham of Felton, and several nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her parents, husband James, daughter-in-law Barbara Bjornstad, and brothers Dale, Wilbur, Bill, Vernon, and Burnett. The funeral will take place at 11 a.m. Monday, May 6th at Grace Lutheran Church in Ada. Visitation will be held 1 hour before the funeral on Monday at the church, and burial will take place at Ada Municipal Cemetery. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to our weather. Currently, here in downtown Crookston, we're at 48 degrees with overcast skies overhead and winds out of the south at 18 miles per hour, gusting to 24 miles per hour. It feels like 41 degrees with the wind chill. The barometric pressure down to 29.93 inches. Humidity is up to 82%. Forecast for the rest of today calls for partly sunny skies with a 40% chance of rain showers, highs 60 to 65 degrees, and southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows 40 to 45 degrees with southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of light rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s with west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers, highs 50 to 55. Monday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers, possibly mixed with snow showers, lows in the mid-30s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. And Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain showers, highs in the mid-50s. Again, though, right now in downtown Crookston, we're at 48 degrees with overcast skies overhead. Winds out of the south at 18, gusting to 24 miles per hour. With those winds, it feels like 41 degrees with the wind chill. Our average high this day, 63 degrees. Our average low, 37 degrees. Meanwhile, yesterday's high was 55 degrees. Yesterday's low, just 37 degrees. Our year-ago high today, 72 degrees. Year-ago low, 36 degrees. Our record high set back in 1959 was 91 degrees. Today's record low set back in 1967, just 6 degrees. Sun rose this morning at 6.05 a.m. It will set at 8.41 p.m. this evening, giving us 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight today. That is a look at today's edition of our Noontime News here on KOX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part by Stennis Granite Company, American Federal Bank, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for another edition of our Noontime News on Saturday.